are you building up your SoundCloud catalog? What do we have to look forward to be able to have more access to your tracks and producing skills?
So I appreciate the acknowledgement on it. I currently am creating a bit of a library that's a little bit hidden. I'm trying to find out the perfect sound that will be coming out of it, whether it's like more on the house and vibey side, or maybe like a bass house or heavier. We're trying to figure out with my management how we're going to do it properly. But we have a variety of probably like 15 mixes right now ready to go, just waiting to see what picks up. But yeah, in coming times, probably the next couple of weeks or so, we'll have a few dropping. I've got a couple shows coming out. We've got some in New York. I've got one in LA at the end of the month, possibly one out in the Midwest. We're figuring it all out. So just make sure to keep up with me on the socials, and then I will be constantly posting everything that's going on. So when I do end up dropping the correct mix that we believe is what we're going for, it'll be all over socials and you'll know exactly where it's at.
I have a question I would like to ask you, something I asked once before, but I'm to somebody else who was on my show. What Absolutely. Is your bucket list location and why?
Oh, that's a good one. Honestly, traveling, I would really like to go to Egypt and see the Great Pyramids. Alongside that, Easter Island, all the megaliths and the unexplainable features of this world that have been created by man. You know, Niagara Falls is a world of wonder. That's amazing. Yes, it was, but I'm truly curious of how certain things were made hundreds of thousands of years ago or whatever, that to this day we don't have explanation for and cannot recreate. So I feel like there's an energy there, something that you could almost feel palpable, not as much visually, that I'm truly curious what that is, and I won't be able to experience it till I'm there. So definitely the Egyptian pyramids, the Egypt island with all the heads, the Stonehenge, all three of those are on my three bucket lists.
Perfect places, because they're on mine as well. So
yeah. Let's go.
I'm serious. Why not? I mean, it will get some like behind the scenes, you know, Discovery Channel documentary going here, or maybe Discovery Channel Perfect. Just be like, you know what? We want both of you together. We'll pay for it. All expenses paid. Let's hit it.
Listen, I like it. Let's send out the ideas.
Well, I'll have to give my friend, Mr. Extraordinaire. I don't know if you ever watched Discovery Channel's Naked and Afraid, but maybe we can have you. So Matt Wright, very good friend of mine. Going to have to give him a phone call and be like, okay, here's where we're at. Here's the idea. Would you like to be part of this? And we can go ahead and amp it up a bit. And what will Discovery Channel like to do to help support us?
Absolutely. If we got to be naked, we'll run it. We'll do what we
gotta do. Well, we know that you'll steal the show, definitely, if it comes to that.